21CL Radio.
Welcome to the Tech Tools Daily Show, where the 21st Century Learning International Radio team of Jamie Willett, Michael Boll, and Chris Carter review EdTech resources for you.
Michael here with both Jamie and both Chris.
Both of them.
Yeah, there's more than one Chris. And, well, you know, the name Chris, you can be for a man or a woman, so he could be twins
of
himself.
That is true. I am a 21st century human. I won't even identify my gender.
Jamie is also male and female.
That's true. Jamie Norick, one of my friends in grammar school and high school.
This is a bit awkward. I guess my name is Michelle in French, so.
Michelle.
But we're not actually talking about that.
No, we should get back on topic. Yeah. So, we only have 3 minutes here.
Speaking of magnets.
And we're going to talk about magnet maker, Jamie.
Yes. All right, so this is something that I found when I was classroom teaching. We use a program called Words Their Way for spelling, and a lot of schools in Asia and around the world use this program. And basically what the students do is they get a spelling list of words that have a kind of a spelling rule in them, and they have to sort the words by things like consonant, vowel, consonant, or by their vowel sounds and things like that. And so it's supposed to help them to, by hearing words, they should be able to recognize what the pattern might be. So the way you do this in class is you give them a sheet of these words, the kids cut out the words, and then throughout the week, they're sorting them in different ways.
Okay.
And I had about a 50% success rate with my students hanging onto their little piece of paper words all week, because they would inevitably lose three of them, get those three wrong on the test because they hadn't been using them for 5 days or 3 days.
Yeah.
And so it drove me nuts. And then the other thing that drove me nuts is they would sort their words, and then they'd have to write them down in their notebook, and then their notebook would have to come to me, and then I'd have to check their notebook, or I'd try and walk around
sound very efficient.
It was not. So I really wanted to find tech that would solve this problem, and the magnet maker did. So what it allows you to do is it kind of is modeled after the magnetic poetry that people put on their refrigerators sometimes.
Oh, yes.
And so what it allows you to do is you create a word sort. So you make little magnets with these words on them, and then they drag the magnet into the different categories, and then they click check, and it will automatically tell them, yes, you sorted them correctly, or no, you didn't.
So you set all that up in advance, obviously.
So you have to set all this in advance. So I put the learning curve at medium, just in terms of the tech, but if you're really going to use this for words their way, it's high, because you have to make all these little sorts and things.
Right.
And,
I get it.
But it absolutely made a difference. My students loved doing this. This was their preferred method. They loved that it checked it automatically.
Did you love putting it together as much as they loved doing it?
No.
But you weren't running around chasing after missing paper.
Right. And I felt like it was definitely worth the time to do it. The only really big negative is that this is Flash-based, and so it does not work on the iPad.
Okay. Oh, boy.
So what I did is I made these sorts, and then you can embed the link into your website if you have a classroom website.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then it gives you a Flash code or a Flash file that you put also on the website. And as long as it's there, then it all works.
Oh.
So it's fine. It all works, and it's great.
That's an interesting workaround.
Yeah. So it was a little bit clunky figuring it all out, but once I did, it worked, and then I had all the sorts up on the website, and then the students would be able to do it.
All right, so, and I think you already said it's free.
It's totally free.
Totally,
it's
not just free, but
totally free. Yeah. And so if you want to do this, you need to go to Spunky.
Yeah, this is the best part. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt that. So tell us this web address, because it's cool.
SpunkyEnglish.com, and then click on the link for Magnet Maker.
Excellent.
This Tech Tools Daily Review was brought to you by 21st Century Learning International. Find us on the web at 21clradio.com.